AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Two staff members of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. were shot and killed Wednesday evening. The victims, a man and a woman, were leaving an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum when a man approached the group of four people and opened fire. The suspect has been identified as Elias Rodriguez, a 30-year-old from Chicago. He was detained by event security after walking into the museum. Rodriguez yelled, "Free, free Palestine," after he was arrested. A federal judge says the White House violated a court order on deportations to third countries with a flight linked to the African nation of South Sudan. The Trump administration says it expelled 8 immigrants convicted of violent crimes in the U.S., but refused to reveal where they would end up. A federal judge says the migrants were not given a meaningful opportunity to object that the deportation could put them in danger, and ordered a new set of interviews with the migrants either back in the U.S. or abroad. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on President Trump confronting South Africa's leader over baseless claims of white farmer killings.
The president's accused the black-led government of anti-white policies, saying people are fleeing South Africa for their own safety.
Their land is being confiscated, and in many cases, they're being killed.
And in the Oval Office, alongside President Cyril Ramaphosa,
turn the lights down,
played a video of a far-left South African politician chanting a song, including the lyrics, "Kill the Farmer." Ramaphosa pushed back.
That is not government policy.
Experts in South Africa say there's no evidence of whites being targeted, though farmers of all races are victims of the nation's very high crime rate. Relations between the two countries are at the lowest level in 30 years, and Ramaphosa said he was at the White House in hopes of recalibrating.
Reset the relationships.
This is AP News. Scientists have made a discovery about how a very charismatic fish adapts to warming oceans.
Just as well, he might be hungry.
Don't worry, whales don't eat clownfish, they eat krill.
That's Ellen DeGeneres' Dory and Albert Brooks' Marlin in Finding Nemo. Marlin and Nemo, the movie's orange-striped clownfish. They all face considerable peril as they travel the world's oceans. Now, scientists in the real world have observed an adaptation. Climate change is making heat waves more common and more intense underwater. But in Kimbe Bay, off the coast of Papua New Guinea, researchers have seen clownfish shrink their bodies during a heat wave. They don't yet know how, but those that did were more likely to survive. It's possible the smaller stature may help save energy. And a bonus, the fish grow back when the environment becomes less stressful. A study was published in Science Advances. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.